This episode is brought to you in part by Split Software. Split is the feature delivery platform you need to help you exceed modern expectations in continuous and progressive delivery. As they once said, if you're not first, you're last. Similarly, if you're not delivering, you're falling behind. A software release shouldn't be stressful, and yet they tend to happen late at night after many days of stress. Imagine if it were otherwise. No mishaps, headaches, or hair loss. Split is the feature data platform software engineers need to release features quickly and safely. You and up to 10 of your colleagues can create your first feature flags at split.io/AWS Morning Brief. That's split.io/AWS Morning Brief. iLived reInvent/ReQuinvent is now safely behind us, and my thanks to the various companies who helped me pull it off somehow yet again. Most notably, Couchbase was the swag holder of record on the reInvent show floor, passing out my data transfer cost stickers and new holographic stickers featuring my dumb face. And Fortinet was the base camp for our fearsome expedition or nature walk through the expo floor, an experience that was reportedly considered not only informative, but also objectively hilarious. And how on earth has AWS not ejected you by now? As you might expect, the rest of this episode is thinner than in most weeks. You can expect the whole pace of AWS releases to drop off throughout the rest of the month, because even Amazonians take vacation, after all. Not me, though. I'm here to bother you for the rest of the year. Onward. So what few things did AWS trickle out that didn't quite make reInvent? Amazon VPC IP Address Manager, IPAM, is now available in GovCloud. Good for GovCloud. You know, IPAM was one of those things that I wrote off when it was released, since the problem it solved with Google Sheets was simply, it's not expensive enough. Somehow, at reInvent, the service came up no fewer than 4 times in conversations I had with people. The piece that I missed wasn't that it's hard to track this stuff in a spreadsheet. It's the part where you've got to communicate that effectively across very disjointed organizations. I really need to give the service a second look. AWS Cloud Shell is now system and organizational controls SOC compliant. Wait. You're telling me that until now, the shows up by default in the AWS console gives you a place to run the CLI as your user with its attendant permissions and has never, to my knowledge, been explicitly disabled by any customer service was not SOC compliant until now? I kind of think I'm not the only person that's going to come as a shock to. Email Delta Cost Usage Report in a multi-account organization using AWS Lambda. Neat solution. The part that it misses is where, if the Delta doesn't exceed some threshold, don't send the email. So instead, this just becomes a daily email report. How many of those do you pay attention to past the first week of getting them? Exactly. This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Uptics, because they believe that many of you are looking to bolster your security posture with CNAPP and XDR solutions. They offer both cloud and endpoint security in a single UI and data model. Listeners can get Uptics for up to 1,000 assets through the end of 2023, that is next year, for $1. But this offer is only available for a limited time on upticssecretmenu.com. That's upticssecretmenu.com. AWS reInvent 2022 CEO keynote through the cloud financial management lens. Yeah, top AWS salesperson says the best way to optimize your cloud spending is to use more cloud is only part of the story. He then circled the point to death like the ancient persistence hunters until his prey collapsed to terminal exhaustion. Put slightly more charitably, there was nothing of substance said in the keynote around optimizing cloud spend. I know. I was there. I was listening for it. And finally, build a robust text-based toxicity predictor. Good luck with that. When I write the newsletter version of this podcast, lastweekinaws.com, even I don't know until the end of the paragraph whether it's going to be devastatingly snarky, moderately snarky, or suspiciously non-snarky. I suppose without my good intentions, that's pretty close to a semantic analysis of toxicity. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Please stick around.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.